hated any display of relative disrespect. Raleigh walked across the deck to make his appeal to the Somalis upstairs. It caused a lot of confusion. I mixed a cup of instant coffee and wandered to the shoreward side of the ship. The town of Hobyo lay across the water, and to my nearsighted eyes, it looked like a blurry jumble of rocks on the brownish desert shore. Zinc roofs reflected the sun in sharp pinpricks. The Naham 3 was a 50-meter longliner, flagged in Oman but operated by a Taiwanese company. The hostages consisted of Chinese, Cambodian, Vietnamese, Indonesian, and Filipino fishermen. They sat behind us, chatting, smoking cigarettes, playing cards. We lived like inmates of a floating internment camp. I was a skinny, lost-looking castaway, an American writer in his early 40s, who could remember a pleasant expatriate life in Berlin like a distant dream. After 3 or 4 months of captivity, I had shed about 45 pounds. The Naham 3 had a hanging tuna scale, a spring-loaded contraption with a hook, and if you slung a loop of rope around the hook, you could dangle from it, like a dead fish. A Chinese crewman, Jian Cui, stood by the rail with a cigarette.